curious about finding something more in sports? Are you looking for maybe different opinions or a better voice? Well, I have your solution here, folks, and that's SoapboxSports.com. You want to go there anytime you want anything for sports, and anything you're looking for, you will find. So, and if you don't, join our team. Find it and write about it. We want you. SoapboxSports.com.
I thought he was going to say, if you don't, GFY. That was very good, Belly. Nicely done, sir. Welcome back, folks. Slooch Dog in the Morning, hanging out with you on TTR Studios channel from YouTube and, of course, the podcast that is blowing up across the land. So thank you all, new listeners.
You're
going
to have to keep an eye out, by the way, for the right answer, because I don't know the answer to today's hangman. So.
Oh, damn it. We have to tell him.
Yeah, I'm the one that's got to keep an eye
out. All right, I'll mute the microphones.
As you can see, down in the bottom right corner, we do have two letters available from our two words.
Why don't we give them another one? Go ahead and give them another one while I tell Belly what it is in his headset. There it is.
Oh.
I hope they didn't read my lips. Did they read my lips?
Oh, shit. Someone already got that.
Get the hell out of here. Somebody already guessed that.
They may have accidentally guessed it, but someone definitely put that in the chat.
No. They knew a topic.
I mean,
no, I'm not.
Literally right here, I see it. I'm highlighting it right
was
here.
Was it a guess?
The G-Spot brand has it. I don't know if it's a guess or they just...
That is 100%. Give me the music! Wow, that's not fun. Hold on.
I told him we were talking about...
Oh, no, no, then don't give it to him. No. Rip that music off. We'll change it. No, we're not giving it to him.
All right, tell us why, Brad.
Here's what happened. He's like, I've talked to Blake this morning. He's like... What are you doing? I'm on the way to the show.
Well, don't give it away. You told him a topic.
So, what are you talking about on the show today? I said, well, we got this big,
this topic.
This topic. And
And then he pulled it because of that.
He knows I've been doing it lately.
Okay. No. Flake, we love you. But no. No.
Someone else said it.
Did somebody else get it?
Someone else said it.
Oh, wait.
Damn
it. Let me get it up there.
Get the music.
Hold on.
She won. There it is. She probably just went straight up.
That's fine.
You guys gave it all away today.
Rebecca Randall! Come on down! Your answer is about to come on the screen.
Boom.
Jenny Got Craig. It.
Thank you so much for playing today's fun and wonderful game show. Today's episode and word is sponsored by... Not really sponsored because they don't pay, but Jenny Craig is the answer, and you are the winner, Rebecca Randall. So thanks for playing. As always, you get the $100. Don't forget to send us your information. And as always, thank you for listening here at Looch Dog in the Morning.
Rebecca, reach out to me on Facebook or just text your info to 571-354-7338. I would also like to take calls if we can. Can we do that for a quick second? Because the social media lounge is popping off right now. What do you guys think of the last segment? Do you think the keto diet is good? Do you think it's full of shit? Are you mad that we're talking about diets in general? Do you like that we're talking about diets in general? I'm actually curious. I will not move on until I get a phone call. 571-354-7338. I'm holding the social media lounge hostage. 571-354-7338. Call us now. I want to know what your thoughts were on that diet. I mean, I'd love to talk to Copy. Copy, call me right now. We can get you your thoughts on... He said he was eating great until he got back to Ohio and then he started eating crap again. 571-354-7338. I would love a phone call to see what you guys think about this.
The other thing about diets and things like that, the biggest issue is the expense. Lower income, not like those things are going to, we got a call coming in.
Well, make that happen. I'll finish what you're saying because you make a very good point, dude, because it's true. He's talking about like you got to like bathe your fresh broccoli in coconut oil. That's the only way that you can eat it. And then it's like, okay, fine. You got to go eat like fresh salmon, organic. You got to go get like the best grass-fed meat. Yeah, I get it. Like that's definitely not the easiest thing to do. Caller on the line. Who are you? Where are you from?
It's Jess from San Diego.
Oh, what's up, girl? Now, I know you've got some health issues as far as diet goes. You could probably speak to this. Talk to us.
People get really preachy about diet. And the bottom line is you got to figure out what works for you. And you got to, take your specific health considerations into effect and then not hate on other people for their diet choices because we don't all have the same access to food and food sources and not everyone can afford to eat grass-fed beef and not everyone can afford to eat, a totally gluten-free diet. I have to, but you know, eating healthy is also, we have to recognize, a luxury. You know, there's like what they call food deserts, people that don't have places within walkable distances or easy distances to get fresh food, and not everyone has transportation. And, you know, so it's easy to say everyone should just do this, but at the end of the day, like, you know, we're all trying to do our best.
Well, Jess, can we ask, can we make public your plight and what you've been through, or is that something you want to keep
private? Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally fine talking about it. I mean,
Well, you can't be around, you can't even be, I mean, she's got celiacs and, like, pretty severe, and I know that you can't even be in a room with, like, a wheat grain, or you will, I don't know.
I mean, Maddie, she tends to over-dramatize things a little bit. I can be in the room with it, you know.
Well, so does Auntie Maria. Auntie Maria likes to talk it up, too.
Well, you know, it's kind of good when people do. I don't always argue with it, because better for them to be over-cautious than, you know, not.
Agreed.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily go hang out in a pizza place where they're tossing around flour. I actually was in a pizza place once, and I didn't even order water because I was like, there's no way that there's not flour all over everyone's hands.
Well, Jess, what happens to you if you were to ingest, like, a piece of bread?
You know, I don't know what would happen to me right now if I ate a piece of bread. I think I probably wouldn't be able to move for about a week.
Right.
But when I get, like, even just cross contamination or, like, a little bit of something, I mean, everyone's symptoms can be different. But for me, I get all kinds of, I mean, I get, like, it can affect my muscle coordination, my moods. I get really bad headaches. I get nauseous. I get like rashes on my skin.
So how did this work when you were getting this? Like, when you, I'm sure you had to have this diagnosed later in life, and we're going to move off of health in just a second here. I've got an amazing story. Do not leave. If you're tired of us talking about health, it might rival the $100 hand job. So I'm just saying, stick around. But Jess, you didn't always know you had celiacs. So, like, what were some of your symptoms that were going on that made you, like, how bad was it before you figured out there was a problem? You must have been miserable.
I was absolutely miserable, and that's what happened. I was on this trip. I went on a jam cruise, and, you know, that you save all year for, and it's, you know, it takes a lot to get there, and it's supposed to be this wonderful week, and I was fucking miserable the whole time. And I realized that in a lot of my life, I gauged whether or not I was having a good time by the people around me, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I got to figure out what's going on. But I mean, for years, this is gross, but I would wake up with such bad stomach aches, I had to, like, run to the bathroom, I thought it was I thought it was from drinking, but then, like, I got older and stopped drinking every day, and it still happened. And I was like, all right, well, I can't blame booze anymore, and, you know, eventually you just got to figure it out.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in, and I know, you know, that's got to be hard, making changes. Do you have a piece of advice for somebody who's got to make a massive change? And I'm not talking about just, like, cutting something out, but, like, really trying to make a change. What's your best piece of advice before we let you go?
Just keep trying, you know. If you fall off, get up the next day and try again. That's pretty much my life motto. Get up the next day and try again.
Ms. Jessica Jones. Thank you, lady. We appreciate you so much. From the Social Media Lounge, she's already won her $100. Copy won it yesterday. And he is going to possibly call in. He's brushing his teeth. But you know what? In fact, Copy, just hang out for a second. I'll do that in a little bit because I want to get to this story. I almost got my ass beat yesterday. Like, so bad. It was bad. Here's what happened. Belly and I live next to the pool. When we moved in here, I mean, I'm talking like it is right out this window. You see that? That's pool. Okay? It's trees, but right through the trees, it's pool. Now,
wrong angle.
Belly, what was their selling point of us taking this apartment?
They were very weird about the fact that they're like, oh, you got the best view. It's right over the pool.
But what did they not remind us of? What
Children.
That would mean?
Once. Children 8 hours a day.
Like, I love the sound of kids having fun,
that's
but
a
when
bird.
It's no,
it
we'll get to the bird.
Bird.
We'll get to the bird. But already we have to deal with from noon to eight, Tuesday through Sunday, just kids having a blast.
They're out
fine.
Of school. It's game over. It's game over.
Right. Rebecca Randolph, pools are loud. Copy says, do you really want me to call in and talk about diets again? No, we appreciate you, but no, you're right. The time has passed. I want to get off of food.
I want to get a diet on diets right now.
Yeah, so we'll take a diet from diets. So we're used to random background noise. Now, luckily, we do all of our shows before noon, and this doesn't open till noon. So we're good to go as far as radio goes. Otherwise, it'd be a nightmare. But sometimes I'd like to get some recording going on. And I mean, how am I going to do that if I've got kids going nuts in the background? So that's tough. But I can deal with it because it's kids. Now, Belly tried to take a nap yesterday. You know he went to the parade for the Caps. He stayed up for 30 hours straight.
It wasn't a nap. I had to go to sleep.
Yeah, he went to bed at 3 p.m. But what was wearing you out?
So when I first started going to nap, so the funny thing is it could have kept going and I went eventually would have adapted and gone to sleep with that sound going on. But it was more like it sounded exactly like a whistle.
Can you give it to us?
Yeah, I can give it to you. Oh. It almost sounded exactly like that. Just over and over.
How would you record something in your apartment if this is in your background and you're trying to go to sleep and it's just constantly just coming in and coming in? It's so annoying. But like, I don't know if his soundboard is going to allow him to do it, but it was literally like this.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, it's almost like someone just right in my ear. I couldn't take it anymore yesterday. It came back. Because Belly came out afterwards and he goes, what the fuck is up with that bird?
Yep.
And I don't see him, like, he's been cursing a lot more lately, but like, he doesn't usually get angry.
Sorry, Mama Luch. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my mom was like, Belly's cursing a lot. Can you have a word with him?
I'm going to try and I'm going to keep it on the down low. Keep it off.
Rebecca Randolph writes in, I hate the sound of kids having fun. You can't tell if they're screaming for joy or if they're being murdered.
Nope,
it's true.
It's the same.
And this is what I actually was like, what's going on out there? Because yesterday I heard this thing. I heard it again. And I'm trying to like watch a movie. Dude, there's no way you can do anything with something right outside your window. So I went outside just to see what is this? And there is no better tool than a one wheel for searching this out. So I grabbed my one wheel. I went outside and I'm downstairs. And I say, because I can see, I'm only 15 feet from the lifeguard at the pool. It's like a fence that I can see through. And I say, dude, what is that sound? He goes, I don't know, man. It's like a bird or a dog or something. And a guy from the third balcony above me goes, dude, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm about to beat some ass. Like, that is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, we all of us, the whole apartment building's joining forces to find this bird and take it down.
So now I'm like, oh, it's not just me? Okay, great. I got some ammo, and I looked up. I said, yeah, dude, what the fuck is going on down there? Like, he's like, yeah, dude, I don't know what it is. I don't know if this dog is being strangled, but, like, it sounds like a dog being strangled. And just like Rebecca's saying, you can't tell if they're happy or being murdered. Potts is piping in from the social media lines. Jesus, I've been gone for 10 minutes, and this asshole is talking about the one wheel already. Touchdown!
That's a touchdown. We don't have the sound. Potts is our sound guy.
Very nicely done, Potts. Now, okay, I'm just reading. Okay, I got to
get out of the social media lounge.
Okay.
Get the fuck out. All
right, then you do it. So, what happens is, yeah, I'm just going to minimize because I got to.
Luch is banned from social media lounge.
Here's what happened. I now have the confidence of, oh man, this is wearing out the pool. It's wearing out the guy upstairs. It's wearing out my roommate. It's wearing me the fuck out. So, I take my one wheel and I go across the pool. It sounds like it's coming from the basketball court, which is, you guys know, my pump track out there. It's about 100 feet away. So I take my one wheel out there, and again, we thought this was a bird. It's not a bird. Sounds like a tiny dog. It's closer. I want to know what you would have done in this situation.
It's a kid? You're telling me it's a kid?
Now, it's not a kid, but here is exactly what happened.
It's a grown man?
I don't know how to tell this story being real without somebody calling me out for being racist. I know that's going to happen. I don't care because
we have Hell, Michigan. Sometimes go to hell isn't an insult. It's directions. In central Michigan, community got its start when George Reeves opened a grits mill where grain is ground into flour. Stay away, Jessica Jones. And paid farmers who brought in grain and home distillery whiskey. So, if you're ever in Michigan, go to hell.
You know what I want to do? This is because that's so good. I want to end on this. I just want to end on this. We're just going to have so much fun for the rest of the show. I'm going to take a 30-second break.
I do have a fun story about this, too.
Yeah.
I had a bride, actually, in the bar the other day.
Tell it on the way back.
All right.
Tease it. Tell it on the way back, because I want to make sure we spread this out. We get this all the way through.
It relates to Hell, Michigan.
For real? For Hell, Michigan? I'm going to tell you right now. What I saw when I came up to this dog, bird, child, whatever it was, I wish I was in Hell, Michigan because it would have been better than what I came up with. We'll finish it all next. Hanging out with you. Luch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.
you guys are so hot right now.